Morning. Welcome back to our third Anchored in the Word Morning Reflection this week, and hope that your week's going well. Looking forward to digging back into this passage of Scripture this morning with you. The first two sessions that we've had, first two episodes, have been pretty brief. And first thing we did was we looked at kind of an introduction to the text that we're dealing with this week. Then we focused in on the audience, and we emphasized the fact that Christ's teaching and what he was saying in these verses was primarily a positive thing, stating things to his disciples. And we're going to kind of pick back up where we left off, and we're going to notice the warning that Christ gives. So if you have a Bible, let's all turn together to Luke chapter 12, and we're looking at verses 1 through 12. But I'm not going to read that entire section this morning just for the sake of our time. Here's what the text says. In the meantime, when there were gathered together an innumerable multitude of people, insomuch that they trode one upon another, he began to say unto his disciples, first of all, beware ye of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known. Therefore, whatsoever ye have spoken in the darkness shall be heard in the light, and that which ye have spoken in the ear in the closet shall be proclaimed upon the housetop. And I say unto you, my friends, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that have no power that they can do. But I will forewarn you whom ye shall fear. Fear him which hath power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him. Now, the point that we're going to focus in on this morning from this text is that as Jesus is speaking to his disciples, and he's going to say some very positive things. I mean, he's going to say, please remember that five sparrows are sold for two farthings, and your Father, he knows when one of them falls, or he knows how many hairs are on your head, and you are of more value than the sparrows. He's going to go into some very encouraging things, and I look forward to talking about that. But before he gets into that, he's going to make some very important warnings for them to consider. And this first warning is emphasizing the nature of sin. And he's emphasizing the nature of sin because he's emphasizing the nature of the Pharisees' fundamental problem. And that fundamental problem was something that he called leaven, the leaven of the Pharisees. And it was hypocrisy. These were people who were not internally the same as they portrayed themselves to others. But I want to focus in on that illustration of leaven. What does he mean when he says, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees? Well, he uses an illustration that reminds us that sin is something that is never neutral. And this is a general principle that we know to be true about sin. And it's true in lots of different contexts. It's true in the context of the church. It's true in the context of interpersonal relationships. It's true in family context. It's true on the personal level, even within our own lives. It's even true on the national level. When we talk about a culture that begins to break down and decay, you can see it on all these different levels. For instance, on the church level, in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 6, he says, your glorying is not good. Know ye not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump? Now, in that context, what Paul is writing about is the fact that because the church was ignoring sin, that sin had the potential to spread, and to spread quickly, and to provide a lot of destruction in the path of where it was spreading. And so he says, beware, church, do not glory in a way that is wrong. Make sure that you deal with sin, because sin spreads. Or we see the same kind of statement in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 15. And it says, look diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness spring up trouble you, and therewith many be defiled. You can see there's an emphasis on the individual and on the relationship with other people. He says, you need to make sure that you don't allow a root of bitterness to spring up and trouble you as a person. And then, as a result of that bitterness in your heart, it spreads and it affects other people. we think about what James writes in James chapter 1. He says, when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. You see that there's a progression there on the personal level. It starts with temptation, and temptation leads to lustful action on the heart level, and that lustful action on the heart level leads to lustful action in our actions, and actually sinful choices, not just sinful thoughts and sinful passions. And then those sins don't stay neutral. They continue to metastasize, and they get worse. We even think about what's talked about in Romans chapter 1. And you can see that the rejection of God leads to all kinds of chaos. And I think that what he's really talking about is something that we could see even on cultural levels amongst other people, that when people reject God, it leads to chaos in societies. So the whole point is that as a general principle, sin is never neutral. It's not just evil, but it spreads. It's contagious. It's destructive. It's like a fire that cannot be quenched. It's going to continue to spread. But this is especially true when it comes to this issue of false doctrine, because false doctrine is something that is aggressive, and it's something that spreads, and it's something that's got to be dealt with. We see this statement in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. He says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We understand what Paul is saying. A person who is ministering in the word needs to be very cautious that they study the word of God diligently, and they understand what it's saying, and they rightly divide it. And then as they present the word of God, they're presenting it accurately and consistent with the intent for which it was given. But then right beside the positive, study to show yourself approved, be a diligent student of the word of God who rightly divides it, he says, shun profane and vain babblings. They will increase unto ungodliness, and their word will eat as doth a canker. And that statement, their word will eat as doth a canker, means that false teaching is like an aggressive infection that has the ability to spread rapidly and to kill someone, like gangrene. In fact, when we talk about ancient warfare, or we think about the time of the Civil War, it's estimated that in some places, more people died from having been shot and wounded than were actually killed immediately in battle because of the spreads of infection. And so this is the way that false doctrine is. False teaching in the church spreads aggressively, and it's got to be dealt with. And that's what Jesus is getting at when he says, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. It's something that grows, it metastasizes, it spreads. And it's highly destructive and deceptive in nature. In 2 Peter chapter 2, he says there were false prophets among the people, even as there are false teachers among you, who will privily bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord, and many will follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the truth is evil spoken of. So we've established this basic principle, a principle that Jesus is laying before them. The teaching of the Pharisees is something that is going to spread, and it's something that has to be dealt with. And it's something that we need to be wary of. And so the question we should ask ourselves this morning is, well, how do we apply a text like this? How are we supposed to take these truths and then just live them out in a practical way? And the answer is, the way that you do that is to recognize that this sin of pride that he is going to break down in this passage of Scripture, which ultimately is rooted in a wrong view of God and a view of a fear of man rather than a fear of God, and a desire to use religion to puff oneself up, those kinds of things. He's saying that is a mindset, a disposition. That's something that produces teaching that is highly destructive and has to be rejected and has to be dealt with immediately. And so I want to encourage you this morning, let's strive by the grace of God to rightly divide the word of truth, to open up our Bibles regularly, so that we will see God as he is, that our view of him will be shaped by the Bible, and ultimately we will reject and we will be able to recognize and reject this kind of destructive teaching and mindset that Jesus is touching on in these verses. The leaven of the Pharisees, an hypocrisy, a lack of a fear of God, rather a fear of man, and a desire to use religion for oneself. God, help us to be very alert to this in our own lives, and may we be a people who do not tolerate this sin in our lives personally. That's my encouragement to you this morning. Lord willing, tomorrow we'll continue breaking down this text of Scripture, and I hope that the things that we will look at will be a challenge and encouragement to you. Have a blessed rest of your day, and Lord willing, we'll meet again tomorrow. Bye now.